Arkansas Advanced Energy Association recently released the Arkansas Clean Technology Primer, a report showing that clean energy is a rapidly growing sector of Arkansas's economy. Earlier this week, I spoke with Steve Patterson, AAEA's executive director, about the report and what it means for the state. He says that the primer had much to do with the formal formation of the AAEA.
We asked the Southern Growth Policies Board to do this study and survey the industry leaders and just to evaluate whether or not we had a significant enough of a business presence to create a trade association. And the findings were quite surprising.
They found that the clean energy sector had expanded faster than the overall economy of the state for the last 10 years, growing from just a handful of companies in 2003 to more than 80 today, and thousands of jobs. The state has a great network of research institutions and economic development support apparatuses to help this sector grow. These findings helped to form the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, or AAEA.
We have indeed formed the association. We've created a board, and we are also created a foundation that will help drive some of the research and the data that we need to help inform policymakers across the state about advanced energy and how we can contribute to the overall economy.
Patterson says that while no one sector will be the savior for the economy, this primer shows that clean energy has much potential. So what is a clean technology economy?
Well, that's a good question. I think that that's part of the challenge we had in trying to identify this sector. And there's varying ways to describe it. But primarily, we describe it as we identified ourselves as an advanced energy sector. And, in Arkansas, this can be energy-efficient buildings, bioproducts, wind, solar, geothermal, compressed natural gas, hydroelectric technologies, even nuclear technologies, although there's not a lot of immediate growth opportunities in nuclear.
It's a broad category that Patterson basically defines as industries that produce energy savings using resources more productively and reducing dependence on foreign oil, while reducing health and environmental costs.
In Arkansas, the greatest potential would be in bioenergy because of we have 80% of our land committed to crop and forestry products, and there's a great there's a lot of emerging technologies for biofuels that have the best chance for near-term success, such as co-fire generation with coal plants, landfill gas to energy, farm-scale litter to energy. We've got a lot of excess waste material that in Arkansas that can be converted to energy.
A majority of that waste is biomass, organic material that can be turned into energy. And it comes from the 80% of Arkansas's land that Patterson mentioned, the forests and crops that make up the state's rural communities. Rural areas are mentioned in the AAEA report again and again, stating that clean energy has the potential to revitalize these areas by creating jobs.
Biomass is not something that you typically ship a lot of places. It's very heavy. It's very costly to ship it in its raw form. So any manufacturer or production of biofuels will necessarily be done where it is most plentiful. So that creates opportunities for jobs in rural areas. And, of course, I would have to mention the obvious that we, this governor and the state legislature saw fit years ago to create an energy tax credit that encourages wind component manufacturers to come here. And as a result of that, we now have four in the state. And that is also going to be a significant growth opportunity.
Companies such as Nordex USA in Jonesboro and LM Wind Power USA in Little Rock have taken advantage of the wind manufacturing tax credit. That, coupled with Arkansas' central location and a good labor market, has encouraged these wind manufacturing companies to come here, making the state one of only four wind manufacturing hubs in the country. Which raises the question, how does Arkansas compare to other states?
to southern states, we compare very favorably. We currently, because of our reliance on hydroelectric power, Arkansas has the highest level of renewable electricity use in the southern states, and it's about 10%. About 9% of that is hydroelectric, about 1% of that is biomass. But so we, you know, some states like Michigan 2 years ago adopted a renewable electricity standard of 10% by 2012, by 2015, and Arkansas is already there just by our reliance on hydroelectric power.
Studies show that energy consumption is only going to increase dramatically over the next 20 years. States that diversify their energy resources are the ones that will be able to compete on a global level for jobs, to reduce energy costs, and to keep those energy dollars within their state.
Arkansas has the only energy efficiency resource standard in the South.
What does that mean?
This is a goal that was in orders from the Arkansas Public Service Commission that was issued in December of 2010. I'm sorry, 2010, that require our Arkansas utilities to reduce their energy consumption by a fixed amount over the next 3 years. It increases each year. So the utilities submitted their plans last year and are in the process now of working with their customers and their contractors to find ways to reach these objectives.
Patterson says that this is significant and is being looked at by other southern states as a standard.
Those energy efficiency orders have already created jobs within the utilities, within the contractors that are out there retrofitting buildings and finding ways to save energy costs.
This is interesting to me, as I recently received a notice from my gas company comparing my usage to my neighbor's usage, as well as offering tips for how to reduce consumption. Just this week, I received a follow-up phone call to see if I had taken any of their recommendations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.